Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
The tale today comes from a Manchester City hero, Uwe Rösler. Here, Uwe recalls a scary encounter with the Stasi, East Germany's secret police, whilst a youth player at FC Lokomotiv Leipzig in the 1980s.
I was taken away when I was 11 for my parents, went into to a place where you live, sleep, learn and play football 24/7. Everything controlled, everything managed by the government. My parents didn't need to pay any money whatsoever for this elite school. It was an elite school, and my parents and I by myself was really proud to be chosen to be on that school in my district where I come from. Hundreds of kilometers, there was nobody ever achieved that. So it was quite a statement, quite a privilege. But to keep that privilege, to stay there, was from 11, 12, 13 years onwards pressure. Every year, two, three players had to leave, two, three players had to come in. And so the whole system was run by pressure from the top to perform, to perform, to perform. So when you coming then to the top, you did all my years, youth national teams, being successful, coming down into the first team, you can see your dreams now getting closer and closer to play for the first team in the highest level. And then obviously then comes a phone call one day. I was supposed to just finish my school lesson and going for training. And then the police officer came to me and said, somebody pick you up. I had no clue whatsoever what's coming. Outside the school, somebody came in, got me into a car, drove 5, 6, 7, 10 minutes through Leipzig. Then we changed the car again into another car. Then we drove another 10 minutes, and then we drove in to an underground garage, lift up office. And two guys were sitting there and interviewing me. First, try to be quite friendly. I thought something my dad had was in a little village where he is. Sometimes he had a good drink. So sometimes I was thinking he maybe have said something. And oh my God, what's going on here? So no, they were quite friendly. And then the longer the conversation went, everything headed in one direction. They wanted to get me on the list of spying on my teammates, the first team. They threatened me to have my career in their hands when I'm not willing to cooperate. For them, it's pretty easy to send me to an army for 3 years with no football, and my career is basically finished. And then you as a young player, all what you knew was playing football, sleeping, learning, and playing football again. And then you're so close, and then they put you under that pressure. There was a mental, unbelievable situation, and I was not allowed to speak about anyone. I opened up to my parents, and my dad gave me the right and the only advice. He said, the only way you come out of this, going to the head coach of the team where I just joined, Hans-Ulrich Thomale. I went to him, I told him what happened, and after that, he solved all the problems for me, and I never heard anything. I saw those people quite a bit, two games, they were there. But I was very lucky to got off it with having no consequence on my career. And those moments I would not wish anyone to experience, because I didn't know how that would end up.
At the time, you feel fear, not necessarily because of the men, but because of how hard you'd worked to be in an elite company and the career was there. And the fear of having something that you treasure taken away is one of the most horrible feelings for any human being, man or woman. So you felt fear at the time, but if you try to think about that scar and how it healed, did that do anything to you? Has it done anything for you retrospectively in life about coping, about managing pressure, about threats?
It showed me that you have to share things to get over things. I'm definitely have learned that, but you only can share things with the right people. And I was very lucky to listen to my dad, and I shared it with the right people, and they helped me. And I'm very thankful for my former head coach Hans-Ulrich Thomale and my dad that they gave me that advice and they solved the problem for me, because it's so many players. And after the years after unification, got quite public how many players were born exactly in the same situation like I was and didn't do what I did. I felt I was very, very fortunate, and I'd never wanted to do anything to do with this. My only wish in my life at that time was to play football and develop to the best I can be. And that was my only wish, and God bless, I had the chance to fully fill that.
One of the things when you told the story originally made me smile was this all had something to do with the Harley Davidson. And you mentioned a police officer, but nobody, well, most people listening, one, won't know what a police officer was and how this kind of, spy too strong a word, but observer was a threat to how you behave. I know I'm being very polite in my word there. Was a threat to how everybody behaved because they were monitoring all the time. But it was part of the difficulty was partly because of suspicions raised because of you doing an easy rider on a Harley Davidson in Sweden, if I'm not mistaken, right?
First and foremost, I have to say, every time we went abroad, already in with the youth national teams, you knew there were people in around the group, either was a staff or either people who were traveling with you, who had one job to control the group, that nothing happened, you know, because the government invested so much time, money, education in those sports people. The last thing what they wanted is that they leave the country, you know. So we all knew that we always been observed. We sometimes joked about it, and but becomes my first trip with the first team. So I joined the first team in the summer, and then we went trained 2 weeks home in Leipzig, and then we went to a trip to Sweden. So, and coincidentally, I married later on a Scandinavian girl. So, because I just remember it like it was today, when you went to Sweden, I've never seen a country with so many colorful houses, wooden colorful houses, one red, one yellow, one blue, one white. And in the east in Leipzig, everything was gray. So I was amazed about the colors, and there was summer, and there was the flowers as well. And I was like, we like Peter Pan in Wonderland. Well, unbelievable. And so we had our training camp there, and then we got invited by the local president of the team where we were guests, where we could train on to a barbecue. And so we all joined them, and all those people behind was also there. It was a big gathering. And the bike. And at the time, I had the bike home in the east. So, and I showed some interest. I bought around the bike, and the other guys was eating and barbecue. And I was thinking, I was just around that bike. And the guy said, oh, you want to have a ride? And I said, oh, yeah, yeah, can I? And he said, yeah, no problem, take it. So I never thought about anything bad, just went on the bike, rode a bike for 10 minutes, came back, and that was the biggest uproar you can imagine. That people was thinking I left the country, I disappeared. So I just had to ride around the little village and came back. And obviously then there was, I don't know what they put in my papers, what was stored in the ministerium. So, but that was my first incident. And I got a big wake up call from the police officer, what the hell I'm thinking of doing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.